ancient races. We spend a lot of time trying to figure out how ancient races were so smart they could do some things better than us. Some believe there was a super race which lived and then died out, which was responsible for the construction which was left behind, which seems to be beyond the capabilities of those who lived at the time they were built. We date things, but many times we really are not sure when they were built, and we could be off by tens of thousands of years. Other people have a habit of giving credit to extraterrestrials for these constructions just because they have no answer. It is really not possible to date stone works unless you find something organic trapped in the construction. That means you are using a secondary object to determine the age of the primary object. What if that secondary object, such as a blade of grass or a twig, got into the construction many thousands of years after it was built? The vegetation, in some instances, may not be the best way for dating. Is there something else we are not considering in the constructing of these structures? Probably a few things. The first thing that comes to my mind is something we never hear anything about. Could it be possible an advanced race is still here but has reverted back to being a tribal race and lost its advanced secrets? I have always wondered about this. Take the Aborigines. We know they were around for at least 65,000 years. In all this time, are we to believe they never advanced themselves? If we look at chance, in all that time one would have thought they would have discovered more. The experts claim they are only one race that maintained a traditional way of life without change. This is very hard for me to believe. One thing which separates these people is there are over 200 different languages they speak and hundreds of dialects. Could this be a reason for not advancing technologically? It is said the Central Australian Aboriginal languages have only been written for about 100 years. It is hard to believe these people went so many thousands of years without a written language. Could this have delayed their advance? I believe it would have been one of the main reasons if they hadn't advanced. We know they were building stone houses as far back as 9,000 years ago. Yet we don't have any evidence of advanced tools. Another reason why one would think the Aborigines would have been far more advanced at one time is the fact they were one of the first people to travel on water. It is believed they traded goods, and yet they seem to more or less stayed at the same level of development. Then there is something else which doesn't seem to fit, and that is Walsh's pyramid. Some think it is just a hill shaped like a pyramid, but some experts say if you carefully observe it, it is indeed a pyramid. If we look at the Aborigines today, do they look capable of building a pyramid without using modern tools and machines? I just can't picture that happening. This brings up another question. If the Aborigines of old didn't build the pyramid and it is a pyramid, did some other race, such as the ancient Egyptians, build it? There could be another pyramid in Australia known as the Gympie Pyramid, but there is much disagreement on whether it is or is not a pyramid. Another thing to be considered is the fact a race of ancient humans may have become so advanced they were able to leave the planet. The Earth is about 4.5 billion years old, which means one or more races could have developed here in the past and would have had plenty of time to become advanced. It could have been so long ago everything they built disappeared by now. There is another thing to think about. If they were that advanced, they could have developed structures which were friendly to the ecosystem and after a time returned to the Earth. When we build a building today, it is not made to last centuries like the buildings of old, which were solid stone. Modern buildings are said to have a lifespan of about 60 years on average. I am talking about office buildings. A study taken in the UK showed a lifespan of only between 11 to 32 years, and one in Japan showed 23 to 41 years. Today's construction will not be around very long into the future. We don't seem to know very much about what ancient people were around in the past. Most of the races we know had ancient roots are said to have started around 7500 BC or later. The exception being the Aboriginal Australians. Could there have been others? It almost seems there must have been. If not, we have to believe the Aboriginal people were the only organized society for many tens of thousands of years. I believe the record is incomplete. We have to remember we know races of people have disappeared in the past without leaving a record. The cliff dwellers in the United States left without a trace, and we only know about them because of the structures they left. The Rapa Nui just suddenly disappeared from Easter Island. We know about them because of the massive statues they left behind. The Minoans were an advanced race which existed up to about 1000 BC and they disappeared. So, you can see it is not that unusual for races to disappear. They are affected by war, disease, and running out of resources. We just happen to know about these races and more because of what they left behind and what other races wrote about them. If a race we don't know about today was far more ancient, and especially if there were other races around them without writing, we would never know any of them existed if we couldn't discover ruins. There is a theory an ancient race existed on Earth which left for outer space and wanted future generations on Earth to know this, so they left a structure on Mars which points to the direction they went to, and that structure is the famous face on Mars. Sure. This is only supposition, but it could be true or not. Perhaps if they did leave the face, it was put on another planet because it would mean we achieved space exploration or we wouldn't have found it. Maybe the trace is waiting for us.